So as one only, I will walk about, do a recital, ask a question, or out of fewness of wishes, he thinks, this is a monastery with few bhikkhus. If someone comes, he will wonder, where have all these bhikkhus who are all alike come from? Surely it will be one of the elders' feet, and so he might get to know about me. Meanwhile, wishing, let me be one only, he should attain the basic jhana and emerge. Then after doing the preliminary work thus, let me be one, he should again attain and emerge, and then resolve thus, let me be one. He becomes one simultaneously with the resolving consciousness. So if he wants to become one again, then he had to enter into jhana and then make resolution, and simultaneously with the direct knowledge consciousness, he becomes one again. But instead of doing this, he can automatically become one again with the lapse of the predetermined time. That is, may there be, say, 1,000 monks for 1 hour or 2 hours, then at the end of 1 hour or 2 hours, they will all disappear. But if he wants the creations to disappear before that time, then he had to enter into jhana and then get the direct knowledge consciousness. He appears and vanishes. So he can appear before people, or he can vanish out from the view of people. Now, this possessor of supernormal power who wants to make an appearance, makes darkness into light, or he makes revealed what is hidden, or he makes what has not come into the visual field, come into the visual field, and so on. How, if he wants to make himself or another visible, even though hidden or at a distance, he emerges from the basic jhana and adverts thus, let this that is dark become light, or let this that is hidden be revealed, and so on. Now 71, by whom was this miracle formerly performed? By the Buddha. For when the Blessed One had been invited by Chula Subhadra and was traversing the 7-league journey between Savatthi and Saketa, and with 500 palanquins created the Vaisakama, he was a god, celestial being. He resolved in such wise that citizens of Saketa saw the inhabitants of Savatthi, and citizens of Savatthi saw the inhabitants of Saketa. And when he had aligned in the center of the city, he split the earth in two and showed Avijji the hell, and he parted the sky in two and showed the Brahma world. So it is Buddha's miracle. So letting people see, letting people in this city see people in another city. So like letting people in San Francisco see people in Los Angeles. And without going there. And this meaning should also be explained by means of descent of the gods, the Devarohana. And when the Blessed One, it seems, had performed the twin miracle and had liberated 84,000 beings from bonds, he wondered, where did the past enlightened ones go to? And this is this is a story connected with how Buddha taught Abhidhamma to the celestial beings. So in his 7th year, Buddha went up to Tao Dingsa heaven after he had performed the twin miracle. I think later on we will know what twin miracle is. And then he went up to Tao Dingsa heaven, and he took up residence there for the rains. That means he observed Vassa there for 3 months. Three months of human beings. And then taught Abhidhamma there, starting from the beginning, to the deities of 10,000 world spheres. At the time, for wandering for alms, he created an artificial Buddha to teach the Dhamma and so on. I think I have told you about this also. And this is how we believe, the Theravada Buddhist belief, that Buddha went to Tao Dingsa heaven and taught non-stop, taught Abhidhamma non-stop to celestial beings there. But when it was time to go for alms, then he left a created image, and then he went to and here Uttara Kuru, he said, the northern Kurus. He went there for alms, and then he he took food at Lake Anuttara, and then he met Sariputta. Sariputta met him there, and then he would say there, "Sariputta, I have taught such and such portions of Abhidhamma." And then Buddha taught there for 3 months, and many people who were assembled at the twin miracles did not leave that place because Buddha just disappeared from them, and so they were yearning to see the Buddha again. Buddha simply disappeared from their field of vision, so they were waiting there for the Buddha to come back. So at the end of the vasa, Moggallana went up to the Buddha and asked him where he would descend to the world of human beings, and he said in a certain place, Sankassa. And so on that day, Buddha came back to the human world. So that is the last day of the 3 months rainy season retreat for the monks. So it is in October, full moon day of October, that Buddha came down to the world of human beings. So very, very grand descent to the human world. Say three staircases made of crystal. And then what? Middle flight of stairs made of crystal, made of ruby, and so on. And in Burma, to commemorate that event, we have Festival of Lights. It is believed that when Buddha came down to the human world, it was dark. So instead of offering him food, they just offer him lights. So in order to commemorate that, we have a Festival of Light on the full moon day of October. But in Sri Lanka, they offer lights at Vesak, full moon day of May. And then there are other stories too. And the next one is hiding himself or hiding others by miraculous power. So paragraph 82, but by whom was this miracle formally performed? By the Blessed One. For the Blessed One so acted that when the clansman Yasa was sitting beside him, his father did not see him. Now Yasa was a clansman, and he just left his home during the night. And then he went to where the Buddha was. Buddha was just after giving the first summon. So Buddha, he met Buddha there, and Buddha taught him, and he became a Sotapanna. And also he became a monk. Then in the morning, Yasa's father came to that place and asked Buddha, "Did you see my son?" Then Buddha said, "Oh, you will see him, but just sit down." And then he taught him. He taught him the Dhamma, and he became a Sotapanna. So only then did he show Yasa to him. So he hid Yasa by his supernormal power, so that his father did not see him. Because if the father saw the son, then the father would not be able to listen to the Dhamma, and he would not have become a Sotapanna. And then, likewise, after traveling 2,000 leagues to meet King Mahakapuna and establishing him in the fruition of non-return, and his 1,000 ministers in the fruition of stream entry, he so acted that Queen Anoja, who had followed the king with 1,000 women attendants and was sitting nearby, did not see the king and his retinue. So the same miracle. And that story, you may read in Buddhist Legends, Part 2, page 167 and following. There is the story is given in detail there. Buddhist Legends, Part 2, page 167, until the end of that story. Furthermore, this was performed by the elder Mahinda. Now, elder Mahinda was the son of King Asoka, who brought Buddhism to Sri Lanka. So acted on the day of his arrival in Tambapani Island, that means Sri Lanka, that the king did not see the others who had come with him. He went with 5 persons, but when he first met the king, then he did not let the king see other persons. Furthermore, all miracles of making evident are called an appearance, and all miracles of making unevident are called a vanishing. And there are two kinds. Making evident both the supernormal power and the possessor of the supernormal power. So, power and person, evident, power and person not evident. That can be illustrated with a twin miracle, for in that both are displayed thus. Here, the perfect one performs a twin miracle which is not shared by disciples. So only the Buddhas can do the twin miracle. He produces a mess of fire from the upper part of his body and a shower of water from the lower part of his body, and so on and so on. So twin miracle, it is called twin because both fire and water were produced from his body. So fire comes out of the upper part and the water comes out of the lower part, or even in more detail, fire comes out of one eye and the water comes out of the other eye, and so on. So it is a twin miracle. It is called twin miracle. And in the footnote where Yanamoli says, the only book in the Tipitaka to mention the twin miracle is the Patisambhita Magga. So in other books it is not mentioned. But in the commentaries, it is mentioned again and again. In the case of the miracle of making unevident only, the supernormal power is displayed, not the possessor of the supernormal power. That can be illustrated by means of Mahakasoda, that is Sanyoda, and the Brahma Nimmandanika Soda, that is Majjhima Nikaya. And the passage from the Sanyutta Nikaya is given below, so we don't have to give you a reference number. The Brahma Nimmandanika Sutta is Sutta number 49 of middle length sayings. Here it is given as M1330. So Sutta number 49. And here Mahaka did a miracle. That only the only the gaps in the fastenings and burn the hay without burning the upper rope. He put the upper rope on the hay, but he resolved that only the hay burn and not the upper rope. And the other one is when Buddha met the Brahma. The Brahma's name was Bhaka. So he thought that he could make himself vanish from the sight of all others. But in that sutta it is said that he was not able to do that. So Buddha said, "Now I will do it." And so Buddha disappeared from all the Brahmas. But in order that all Brahma know that he, the Buddha, was there, he said this verse, stanza. I saw the fear in all kinds of becoming, including becoming that seeks non-becoming. And no becoming do I recommend. I cling to no delight therein at all. So when he uttered this stanza, everybody knew that he was there, but nobody could see him. Next, he goes unhindered through walls, through enclosures, through mountains, as though though in open space, here through walls is beyond walls and so on. And here an interesting piece of information is the paragraph 89, Elda Tipitaka Chula Abhaya. He had some different opinions about how to perform this direct knowledge. So here he said, friends, what is the use of attaining the space casino? Does one who wants to create elephants, horses, etc. attain an elephant casino jhana or a horse casino jhana and so on? Surely the only standard is mastery in the 8 attainments. And after the preliminary work has been done on any casino, it then becomes whatever he wishes. But the other bhikkhu said, Venerable Sir, only the space casino has been given in the text, so it should certainly be mentioned. So there was a little difference of opinion here between that elder and the other monks. And it seems that the elder Tipitaka based his opinion on the experience, on his experience. But the others have too much respect for the text. So they said, whatever it may be, only the space casino is given in the text, so it should be mentioned. And then the text is given. Now, in paragraph 91, what if a mountain or a tree is raised in this bhikkhu's way while he is traveling along after resolving? Should he attain and resolve again? There is no harm in that. For attaining and resolving again is like taking the dependence in the preceptor's presence. Do you understand that? Now, when you become a monk, then you have to be dependent upon the preceptor or some other teacher. So for 5 years, you are not to stay independently of them. The best is to stay with your preceptor. So he will teach you everything. He is like a father to you. So when we are living with our preceptor, we say, I regard you as my preceptor, something like that. But sometimes we cannot live with preceptor for 5 years. So we will have to move to another place. In that case, when I say I live with my preceptor for 1 year, and then I want to go to another place for study or practice. So when I go there, another place, then I have to approach a teacher there, a teacher of the text or teacher of meditation, and then I have to regard him as my teacher, and that is called dependence. So Reverend Sir, may you be my teacher, may you be one on whom I depend, something like that, and that is called taking dependence. So when you are living with the preceptor, you don't have to take dependence because there is preceptor. So in the same way here, when you have done the attaining or resolving, then there is no sense in doing that again. So this only monks can understand. Even though you pick up a Vinaya book and read it, still there may be a little something you don't understand. So taking dependence in the preceptor's presence really means when living with the preceptor, you don't have to take dependence. You don't have to regard another person as your teacher, formally regarding another person as your teacher. And because this bhikkhu has resolved, let there be space, there will be space, only space there, and because of the power of his first resolve, it is impossible that another mountain or tree can have sprung up, meanwhile, made by temperature. Temperature means utu, climatic conditions. However, it has been created by another possessor of supernormal power, and created first, it prevails, and so on. Now, he dives in and out of the ground, but Here it is rising up out of that is called diving out, and it is sinking down into that is called diving in. Here also, he is normally an obtainer of a water kasina attainment and so on. So this is how a monk must do in order to perform this miracle. Okay, so 95 on unbroken water. This is walking on the water. Here, water that one sinks into when trodden on is called broken. The opposite is called unbroken. But one who wants to go in this way should attain the earth kasina and emerge. So you have to enter into appropriate jhana. I mean, appropriate jhana means you have to practice appropriate kasina in order to jhana from there. Now you want to make water look like hard and unbroken or unyielding. So you have to enter into earth kasina jhana. Otherwise you will not be able to do that. And then seated cross-legged he travels. Sitting cross-legged and then travels in the air. Like a winged bird, like a bird furnished with wings. It's always, in the Pali text, it's always said, a winged bird. And the commentaries explain that there may be some birds which have no wings. So here it is said winged birds. That means a bird which has wings and which can fly. One who wants to do this should attain the earth kasina and emerge and so on. And see, here is the text. Here, seated cross-legged, he travels in space like a winged bird. He is normally an obtainer of the earth kasina attainment and so on. And the paragraph 100. And a bhikkhu who wants to travel in space should be an obtainer of the divine eye. Divine eye will come in the next, I think in the next chapter. Why? On the way there may be mountains, trees, etc. that are temperature originated, that are created by climatic conditions. Or jealous nagas, subanas, there should be only one P. Subanas are garudas. You know garuda. It's a mythical bird. It is a vehicle of Vishnu, one god in Hinduism. So they may create them. He will need to be able to see these. But what should be done on seeing them? He should attain the basic jhana and emerge, and then he should do the preliminary work, thus let there be space and resolve. Again, we have Tipitaka Chula Abhayathira. Friends, what is the use of attaining the attainment? Is not his mind concentrated? Hence, any area that he has resolved thus, let it be space, is space. Though he spoke thus, nevertheless, the matter should be treated as described under the miracle of going unhindered through walls and so on. So, this elder didn't find any favor with Bodhugosa and other monks. And then with his hands he touches and strokes the moon and sun so mighty and powerful. So he could stretch out his hand and then stroke the sun and moon. And then this supernormal power is successful simply through the jhana that is made the basis for direct knowledge. There is no special kasina attainment here. So just any jhana will do, for it is said in the Patisambhita and so on. And then in paragraph 104 we have the words clung to, clung to. So in the sub-commentary, it is explained that clung to may mean just those born of karma and also those belonging to the living body, bodies of living beings. Here the elder Chula, Tipitaka Chula Naga, or there's Chula Abhaya, here's Chula Naga said, "But friends, why does what is clung to not become small and big too? When a bhikkhu comes out through a keyhole, does not what is clung to become small, and when he makes his body big, does it not then become big, as in the case of the elder Mahamoggallana?" And his opinion is also rejected by Buddha Ghosa, paragraph 117. So it is with reference to this enlarged form created during this taming of Nanoparana that it was said, "When he makes his body big, does it not then become big, as in the case of the elder Mahamoggallana?" Although this was said, the bhikkhus observed, he enlarges only what is not clung to, supported by what is clung to, and only this is correct here. So the opinion of Chula Naga was also not accepted by monks. Now, when the monk creates a bigger body than his normal body, then there is the enlargement. So the question here is, does he enlarge what is clung to or what is not clung to? Does he enlarge the rupa born of karma only, or does he enlarge rupa born of others? And the answer is, he does not enlarge, or he could not enlarge what is caused by what is born of karma, but the mind born material properties he can enlarge with his the power of his mind, and along with that material properties born of temperature can also be enlarged. And here the reference is given to elder Mahamoggallana, and a long story follows where Mahamoggallana tamed the royal naga named Nandobananda. So here the elder Mahamoggallana transformed himself into a naga, into a dragon or into a snake. And then, I think, have you read this story? The naga didn't like monk flying through the air above him. So he was angry, and so he coiled round the Mount Meru 7 times and covered it with his hood. So when Buddha and his disciples went there, some disciple asked, "Formerly when we reached to this place, we see the Mount Meru. Now we don't see anything. What had happened?" Then Buddha said, "There is a naga. He doesn't like you." So the disciple said, "Let me tame him. Let me tame him." But Buddha did not allow other monk. Then at last Moggallana said, "Let me tame him. Tame him." Then Buddha said, "Go." Buddha knew that he alone was able to tame that serpent because he was very powerful. So in order to tame him, Moggallana turns himself into a naga, and then twice the size of that naga, and coiled around him 14 times. And then, put pressure on him so that he was crushed between the mountain and then the monk servant. So when Moggallana did that, did he enlarge the material property born of karma only, or what did he do? So the answer is what? He enlarges only what is not clung to, supported by what is clung to. And only this is correct here. Clung to, supported by, not clung to, supported by what is clung to. So he enlarges only those born of or caused by mind and temperature or climatic conditions, and they are supported by the what is clung to means what is born of karma, and that is the translation of the explanation given in the sub-commentary as a footnote. Now at the end of that footnote, it should be taken that it is the consciousness-born matter that is enlarged by the influence of the supernormal power, and the temperature-born is enlarged. And what is that, paripasu? It's a foreign word, right?
That's Latin. It means something about passing. It's in the dictionary. Should we get a dictionary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might mean something like in passing, but not as a consequence, but along with.
Along with.
But see, I think we should find out whether they mean as a consequence.
Yeah. The Pali word is tadanusarena, and that means following that. Uh-huh. So along with is close to that.
Right.
So one can enlarge only matter born of consciousness. And when consciousness born matter is enlarged, then temperature born is also enlarged. But one cannot enlarge karma-born rupa, because they are caused by karma in the past, and so he cannot do anything about the karma-born material properties. But with regard to consciousness-born material property, he can do something. Even if we don't get jhana, when we are happy, then our appearance and is different from when we are sad. These are caused by citta, I mean consciousness. So he can enlarge consciousness more. Okay. I think that's all we do today. Next week we will begin from paragraph 119. And then we'll go over to the next chapter also. 458. We'll have a description of how the world ends and how it begins. Buddhist Genesis. Okay.
So there are two more classes.
Two more classes. Yeah.
And the 31st, and then we'll start up again on the 21st.
21st.
So we'll miss two classes. The first two classes in September we won't meet, and then we'll meet again starting the third week in September.
The second volume?
The next chapter, starting in chapter 14.
Yeah, well, second and part two.
Yes, part two.
According to this book, yes.
cover the soil in which understanding grows.
I think we begin with the aggregates. Aggregates, bases, faculties, Four Noble Truths, and then the soil of the soil of understanding or something. Paticca Samuppada. So next